Hi, and welcome to the first YMCA Camp Orkila podcast of 2009. I'm your host and camp photographer, Teo Stromer. This week on our program, we have a history lesson from camp director Dmitry Stankovich, a camper spotlight with members of the Nooksack Cabin, and a special treat from Jay Blackington, the unit director of the Lizard Heads. Hope you enjoy the program, everybody. Camp director here at Camp Orkila, and Dmitry was kind enough to sit down with me today and tell us about the history of Camp Orkila, which is now over 100 years old. How many years is it?
This is our 103rd summer.
103rd summer.
Camp was founded in 1906. This was the summer playground of the Coleman family of Seattle. They had the property in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. They would come up on their boat and for the summer, and they had a cookhouse and some tent cabins. They had a great tennis court. We have great old photographs of the Colemans in their formal attire playing tennis. In 1906, the Coleman family invited some YMCA boys, some campers, to come up and spend time at their property, and a 103-year tradition was started.
Wow. So the camp itself has always been here, but I'm sure it's grown over the course of those 100 years. Where did it start to, sort of take a modern shape? What are the things that have happened recently to make it into the Camp Orkila that it is today?
Well, I wouldn't call this recently, but in 1937, the Coleman family officially deeded the property to the YMCA, and it was the 50 acres or so that is down and around where the swimming pool is and the dock is, that area, and they called that Agate Beach. And if you've ever been on the beach south of the dock, you'll know why it's called Agate Beach. It's got a great number of little pebbles on the beach. Over the years, the camp did expand. We're 285 acres now. In the 40s and the 50s, all of the property north of camp, north of the camp at that time, which we would call the orchard now, was acquired. And in 1972, the farm was purchased. It was the Darville Farm. The farmhouse out of the farm is over 100 years old and has had many purposes over the years. But in 1972, the farm became part of the camp.
Great. Well, Dmitry, that's all we've got time for this week. Thanks for the history lesson, and thanks for being on the program.
You're welcome, Teo. We'll see you next time.
My name is Taylor.
My name is Anna.
My name is Madison.
My name's Matea.
And my name's Kitty.
Great. And what cabin are you guys all from?
One, two, three.
We're from Nooksack.
So tell me about what you've been doing this week. What was your favorite activity that you've done so far?
Rock wall climbing?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I liked swimming.
Wow. Yeah, I thought swimming was really fun too.
Yeah. I froze.
Yeah, it was really cold.
Other than the freezing, it was good.
It was fun, too.
Yeah.
The rock wall was better, I think. Yeah.
So why did you like the rock wall? Start at the beginning and tell me how you got there.
We walked there from our cabin, and it's kind of a long walk, probably maybe a quarter of a mile, maybe. So then we got there and we had to separate into groups, strawberry and banana, which are kind of weird, but they had to just get with a partner and go, okay, you guys, who wants to be a strawberry, who wants to be a banana? Like, strawberry, banana. So then banana was one group and then strawberry, and then strawberry went first and climbed, and then banana went in, which is mine, and we almost ran out for everyone to go, but then they had extra time, so we all got to go. And I've climbed before at the Y in where I live, so yeah, it was pretty fun.
Did you make it to the top?
Almost.
Oh, good.
I almost made it, just so close, but then I didn't want to go.
Oh, that's cool.
I was close enough to touch the blue, but...
I could, like, touch the ladder if I was on the... I could touch it, but I didn't make it to the top.
But you got close.
Yeah.
Wow. And what are you looking forward to for the rest of the week? What else are you going to do?
I'm looking forward to horse riding and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for the dock jump.
What about dork dance, guys?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about that.
What are you guys going to wear at dork dance tonight?
I don't know.
I'm just probably going to wear, like, my England shorts that, like, have a big English flag on it, and then wear, like a really dorky sweatshirt I have and, like, really, like, not matching stuff.
Yeah.
It depends who's there.
I'm just gonna wear underwear on my head.
Great, yeah. We should all do that, whole cabin.
Yeah.
Campers at Orkaila are separated, by age, into units. On the first night, unit staff members perform skits to introduce themselves to campers and begin building relationships with them. Jay Blackington is the unit director of the Lizard Heads, our 5th and 6th grade boys. Jay and his unit counselors used a unique audio approach to introduce themselves this week. Let's listen.
Come on down to the tar pits. Gonna have some fun. Come on down to the tar pits. Guaranteed to keep you young.
Hello. My name is Jared James Blackington, director of Thunder Lizard Head United, a brand new and dynamite company established simply for the task of bringing a thunderously awesome presence that will change your lives forever. Thunder Lizard Head United is dedicated to being not only loud, awesome, and obnoxious, but also to creativity, spontaneity, integrity, being dirty, weirdness, and did I mention awesome? But don't take my word for it. Here are some testimonies on the bodacious qualities of our many, many products.
Hi, this is Paul Bourgeois from Triassic Cabin. And since joining the Thunder Lizard Heads, my happiness has doubled, and also my creativity has doubled. Also, one of the side effects, not also including the random knowledge of dinosaur facts, but a strange lingering smell that comes from my cabin. But overall, I highly enjoy being in the Thunder Lizard Heads.
Hi there, my name is L.A. Jacobson-Watts. Since joining the Thunder Lizard Heads, I've engaged in one-on-one fisted combat with at least 3 raccoons, and boosted my agility plus 25 XP with the Claymore of Dinotopia. I would definitely recommend joining the Rattle of the Tar Pits of Wudo.
Hi, my name is James Bailey. Since moving to the Tar Pits, I've become twice as loud and 3 times as obnoxious. Also, I found my spirit dinosaur. I give the Tar Pits 2 thumbs up.
Hi, I'm Paul the OSI, and since becoming a Thunder Lizardhead only several hours ago, my self-confidence has boosted me far more than deodorant ever could.
Hi, my name is David from the Cretaceous Cabin. Ever since I've become a Thunder Lizardhead, my camp spirit has grown to the size of a T-Rex hunger. Living in the Tar Pits has been the best experience of my adult life. Better than the time that I went to the Jurassic Park.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Scott Marzal. Prior to joining the Thunder Lizard Heads, college was looking pretty grim. But now all that has changed. Not only is graduation guaranteed, but there's nothing cooler than seeing a Leo Plerion face off against a Stegosaurus. Thunder Lizard Heads are awesome.
Ah, so there you have it. 6 testimonies from 6 wonderfully improved people. Please, have a good evening. And from all of us here at Thunder Lizard Head United...
So come on down to the tar pits. Gonna have some fun. Come on down to the tar pits. Guaranteed to keep you young.
That's all for this week. Tune in next week for another episode of the podcast, and in the meantime, please visit our blog, camporkaila.blogspot.com. See you next week, everybody.